So the question arises, a person, when is the appropriate time to say the bracha of Al-Nitilas Yadayim? A person's washing, we say according to the Rosh, we have white, you wash for one reason, according to the Rosh, you wash for another reason. When is the appropriate time to make this bracha of Al-Nitilas Yadayim? So we've also pointed out the person has to wash because of the Ruach Ra. So as soon as a person wakes up, the first thing he should do appropriately is wash his hands to remove the Ruach Ra. We'll talk about more about that halakha separately. Okay, but now, theoretically, he's washed his hands. He should make a bracha of Al-Nitilas Yadayim right now. He cannot make the bracha before he washes his hands because his hands are not clean. So, like we mentioned, by washing for the meal, it would be actually almost an insult to the bracha to have your hands dirty, make the bracha, and then wash your hands. So here is one exception where Chazal changed the order. They said, wash first, make bracha second. But we have another question. Is a person usually needs to use the bathroom at that point in time? And a person needs to use the bathroom, he should be going to the bathroom, he shouldn't be saying a bracha. So therefore, that's not necessarily the appropriate time to make a bracha for that reason. The second reason which we have to know is because the person's going to go to the bathroom, his hands are going to come out, he's going to have to wash his hands again. So is that washing which a person has to do after the bathroom, does that affect the issue which we have right now, that it's not the appropriate time to make the bracha because you have to wash your hands? So all depends. If, according to the Rosh, the reason why you wash is because your hands should be clean for davening. So obviously, if you're going to have to use the bathroom still, when your hands are going to get dirty then, so it's not the time to make the bracha yet because you're not washing for davening yet, because you're going to have to wash again a second time before you daven. According to the Rashba, that you're washing as a dedication, as it were, when you start your day, the washing after the bathroom is not a steer at all to your kiyum of the mitzvah that you were kiyum as soon as you washed in the morning. So we have this conflict, when is the right time to make the bracha? According to the Rashba, you should make the bracha when you wash it the first time in the morning. According to the Rosh, you should make the bracha the time you wash right immediately prior to davening, after you finish getting ready and getting dressed, using the bathroom, etc. So we have two different times when a person is supposed to make the bracha, according to the Rashba one way, according to the Rosh the other way. And this is a question which Mishnah Berurah deals with, when is the appropriate time to make the bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah suggests, the Beis Yosef actually suggests, the same way, according to the Gemara, all of these brachas that we say, Birchas HaShachar, we're actually said, the Gemara says that we say them as we are doing them. A person puts in his shoes, he makes a bracha putting on his shoes. A person put on his clothing, he makes a bracha putting on his clothing. A person stands up, he makes a bracha for standing up. Our minhag, however, is not to do it as we're doing through the motions, but rather to leave them to say them when we get to shul. So, according to the Rashba, this bracha that we say in the morning is a similar type of bracha to the other brachas that we're saying in the morning. And therefore, the same way we allow a time lapse, and we allow you to say these brachas later on, they're not a birchas and a hen, and they're a birchas and a shavach, and they can be said after the hanoah is done already. I already stood up. What do you make a bracha? It's okay for him. You already stood up half an hour ago. I can still make the bracha. So similarly, I can make the bracha balanti zedayim later on when I'm ready to daven. But according to the Rosh, which I'm making a bracha on the act of preparing myself for davening, with making my hands actually clean, would be appropriate to wait. So therefore, I'm going to wait, both according to the Rashba, I can wait. Both according to the Rosh, I should wait. So if a person knows that they're going to use the bathroom again before they start davening, they should not make the bracha of Al-Nitilas Yadayim until they have used the bathroom immediately prior to davening. They wash their hands, they make the bracha of Al-Nitilas Yadayim. According to the Rosh, that's the appropriate time. And according to the Rashba, that is an acceptable time to make the bracha. Have a good morning.